Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, representatives of the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, pay a visit to Calabar Primary and Junior High School to outline the benefits, among other things, of keeping the environment clean. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. When Grade 6 coordinator at Calabar Primary and Junior High School, Charlotte Clark Cuff, wanted help to bring the concept of protecting the environment alive for her students, it didn't take her long to come up with a solution. Call NEPA. That's the National Environment and Planning Agency. NEPA regularly makes visits to schools in effort to raise awareness about environmental issues, especially conservation and preservation. NEPA was only too happy to pay Calabar Primary and Junior High a visit, and for Mrs. Clark Cuff, it wasn't a moment too soon.
Most of our students just know about the concrete jungle around. They don't know anything about the plants, the trees, the birds, because when they wake in the morning, concrete. Go back to bed, concrete. And another thing about it is the way they dispose of the garbage. And having NEPA come, our hope is that it teach them how to dispose of the garbage properly so that it will not affect the environment in a detrimental way.
The children were treated to a fun, interactive discussion session, highlighting their role in keeping the environment free of garbage.
We really wanted to speak to them about pollution, air, water, land. We wanted to speak to them about the environment, what they understand the environment to be, how it helps them as children or us as humans, things we do to help it, things we do to harm it, and then make all the connections.
Community animator at NEPA, Patrice Gilpin, addressed the children who she says impacted her with their curiosity and willingness to learn about the environment. One key topic of discussion was the importance of birds and the role they play in helping trees and plants to grow through pollination.
During a time now when we have a lot of migratory birds coming into our coastlines, to our mangroves and to the land from the north, from colder countries. So it was new for us because this year we're introducing that into our, what we call curriculum, helping them understand concepts of migration, the things, the obstacles that birds can go through, and things we do to the environment that can either help or hinder these birds from making their journey safely. We incorporate a lot of role plays, question and answers, music. We bring the information alive and use images, use pictures, and just make the lesson come to life for them. You'll see the eyes light up and everything I just realized what that is, yeah.
The children were very willing participants and were eager to share what they learned. Here, grade 6 student Jessica Roden explains what to do with food wrappers if a garbage bin isn't readily available.
Put them in your pocket or in your bag. When you see a garbage bin, you must put it in there. Don't litter the environment.
Her classmate Courtney Farmer explains what to do in this situation when you're on the bus.
When you buy something and go in the bus and you finish it, don't throw it outside through the window. Keep it in your hand or put it in your pocket or your bag.
Having learned that disposable diapers take around 500 years to decompose, Sullyan Jones has this warning for persons who don't dispose of them properly.
That it's very wrong to throw the diapers on the floor because it takes a very long time to devolve in the soil, and that is ruining all the animals, and without the animals we will not be able to have food and plants will not be able to grow. So it's a very wrong thing to do, and I will inform them about it.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.